It's been 15 years since Wisconsin's comprehensive recycling program was signed into law. Governor Doyle says the law has been a success and prevented the need for several new landfills in the state. But Doyle says maybe the state can do even better at handling waste if it looks at things like higher landfill dumping fees, waste minimization programs, and reusing more old materials for things like energy production. Doyle acknowledges garbage continues to come into Wisconsin from other states, and some think higher dumping fees would discourage the imports.
You really don't want to have higher tipping fees because you want people to participate in the process. On the other hand, as a low tipping fee state, we end up as a real attraction for trash and solid waste from other states, and that's something Wisconsin has really dealt with, and I would think the task force is going to look at that issue on how we strike that balance.
Doyle also notes the DNR recently agreed to let some landfills get substantially larger. He says the task force will have a cross-section of members from industry, environmental groups, and academia. Carol Terrell of the Sierra Club pushed for the recycling law in 1990 and says the new committee is overdue. She's glad to hear the panel will look at reducing the generating of waste.
Which could mean that they would look at overpackaging of products and some of the more problematic disposal things like computers and other electronic equipment that have lead and other heavy metals that really shouldn't be going into a landfill because they endanger our drinking water.
Governor Doyle has given the task force plenty of time to do its work. Recommendations are due 6 weeks after the fall election next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.